The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group.
Pier Governor Wrestling on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Wrestling is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Wrestling is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Wrestling.
Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pier, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Pier Governor Wrestling.
Dan, thank you very much, and a very good Tuesday evening, everybody, and a night of high school wrestling coming your way. The Governors are back at it as, well, for the dual schedule. They had a night this past Friday. They didn't get an opportunity to wrestle. We're supposed to wrestle at home against the Huron Tigers and the Watertown Arrows, but due to weather, that plans got changed a little bit. But as per regular schedule, a busy week of Governor dual wrestling coming up here, and it starts tonight. We're in Brookings as the Brookings Bobcats will entertain the Pier Governor wrestlers. Brookings on their dual schedule, 4-1, off to a good start. The Governors are 2-0 so far, both of their wins coming within the ESD conference. Three of Brookings' five matches so far within conference, and they are 2-1. Looking forward to some good matches coming up here tonight. Glad you can join us. We are live streaming through drgnews.com only this evening. No live ticket coverage of this one, so go to the KGFX page of drgnews.com or the DRG News app. You'll be able to see our matches tonight as well as hear them here with our radio call at drgnews.com. Brian Oakland with Trinity Pearson in studio coming up after a quick opening break. We'll take a look at the wrestling schedule and what has been happening in Pier Governor Wrestling, both boys and girls. We'll look at the upcoming schedule as well of events that and what we'll have for coverage on the way. We'll kind of take a look at what's been going on in the Brookings wrestling room as well. And, of course, we'll have conversations with both head coaches of the Governors, Matt Thorson of the Governor Girls. We will have five girls matches coming up before we start the boys matches as well. Of course, a chat with Sean Lewis, the Governor head coach, when we talk keys to success. Starting lineups and a whole lot more as well. Our pregame begins in 3 minutes. Pregame is brought to you by the Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance Agency in Pier, and high school wrestling is coming up tonight on 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX, and drgnews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pier and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at GatewayFordToyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue Pier.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Welcome back to Brookings High School. The Bobcats taking on the Governors tonight. The Governors on the road tonight. They'll be on the road on Thursday night as well, and a big duel at Brandon Valley. The Lynx, of course, the defending state champions, but maybe a bone to pick with the Governors after the Govs knocked them off in the semifinals of the state duel tournament, thanks to Criteria a year ago. And then, of course, Govs went on to defeat Rapid City Stevens in that exciting finish in the state championship in the state duel wrestling event. So that's a big one coming up Thursday. And, of course, East-West duels is a big event that we've got coming up on Saturday. We'll take a look at the schedule as we continue our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. But in our pregame, we'll remind you on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team during winter driving, make sure to slow down because snow means slow. Slow down, drive for the conditions. Make sure you buckle up every trip, every time from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Here's what has been happening in Governor Land as far as wrestling. Of course, Governor Boys went to Mitchell. They came up with a team victory over that the weekend of the Jerry Opbrook Memorial Tournament, or the Jerry Opbrook Invitational, we should say. Governor's amassing 185 points ahead of Sturgis at 172. Rapid City Stevens at 163.5. They're a half point ahead of Watertown in fourth place. Mitchell back in the pack in fifth at 118. And then Parkston, Howard, Beersford, Alcester, Hudson, and Madison in that tournament field of nine as well. You've got teams like Stevens and Watertown, Mitchell, and even the Governors who were not fully staffed. The Governors and a lot of other teams obviously dealing with sickness, but certainly this point of the season you're going to deal with injuries and things like that as well. So it wasn't a full look at teams like Stevens and Watertown. Coach Sean Lewis will tell us in a bit in our coaches' conversation that maybe Sturgis was the fullest team there, but according to what they normally have and what they expect to have as the season comes to an end later on next month. But still, a good tournament win for the Governors. They placed 12 out of 14 weight classes, actually did not wrestle in one of those weight classes, but there's some good people with good performances for the Govs in that Mitchell Invitational Tournament victory. Meanwhile, the Governor girls went to Harrisburg, and they competed against 14 other teams. Well, actually more than that, 22 teams, 23 even, were represented in Harrisburg, and the Governor girls were a tournament champion there as well. 124 points. They defeated Canton, who had 97. So a 27-point victory for the Governor girls. Harrisburg in their own tournament finishes third with 71. Viberg Hurley, 59 points. Bonham Scotland Avon, 56. They're in the top five. Brookings took a conglomerate of girls there as well. They finished with 53 points in sixth place against the rest of the tournament field. Double A teams, Brandon Valley and the 11th spot, actually Class A. Beersford Alcester Hudson finished in 12th. Aberdeen Central 15th. Sioux Falls Jefferson was there back in the pack. So some pretty good performances for the Governor girls, and we'll talk about what some of them did as we go on in our girls matches coming up once we start wrestling as well. As for the Brookings Bobcats, they come in off of a couple of duels from a week ago. And they had wins over Huron and Yankton in a triangular last week. Actually, I take that back. Wins over Yankton and Sioux Falls Roosevelt in a triangular, which was last Monday. That was the last time they wrestled. They did not have action this past weekend. They did go to West Sioux in Hayward, Iowa, a couple of weekends ago. Came away with a tournament victory there in that one with 219 total points. Sioux Falls Lincoln was the only other South Dakota school that competed in that tournament, but a pretty good job for the Bobcats in a tournament victory against some pretty good competition, mostly out of Northwest Iowa, the last time they went to a tournament, which was a week and a half ago. So that's where the schedules are upcoming. And in addition, we talked about the Governors here tonight in Brookings at Brandon Valley on Thursday, and then the East-West duels that they will host starting at 11 o'clock at Riggs High Gym. Pier, Brandon Valley, and Harrisburg from the east against Sturgis, Spearfish, Rapid City Central, and Rapid City Stevens from the west. So those eastern teams will get four duels. The western teams will get three duels with a break in between coming up on Saturday. That's how that is set up. More on that as we continue later on. As for Brookings, they've got the Bobcats here tonight, or they've got the Governors, rather. Then they'll go to the Kingsbury County Invites on Saturday. They've got a big duel coming up next Thursday against the Mitchell Colonels in the ESD as well. So there's a look at high school wrestling featuring Pier and Brookings, boys and girls, and the state of wrestling, so to speak. Let's get to coaches' conversations. Keys to success. We'll talk with Matt Thorson of the Governor Girls head coach when keys to success come up after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Pier Governor Wrestling on KGFX and DRGnews.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pier, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Let's talk keys to success. Girls wrestling head coach of the Pier Governors, Matt Thorson, here as we go to the road here at Brookings, coach. But last weekend, a trip to Harrisburg and a good tournament for the girls. And I think it's really cool that girls get to play, to wrestle in these big tournaments just like the guys do. And Harrisburg certainly did a good job putting one on.
Yeah, there were some good teams that we haven't seen this year. We saw a full Canton squad, Viber Curley, who's got quite a few girls, Kimball Kimball White Lake. They got some good girls. And like I was telling you earlier, we have a couple girls that weren't in our roster, but the girls who did wrestle, they showed up and they wrestled hard.
And you placed how many and won that tournament? What were the stats there?
Yeah, we won the tournament. Gosh, I don't know. I think we placed five or six of the seven, and we ended up winning, I think it was like 124, and Canton had 97. So we pulled away a little bit at the end, but it was kind of fun to see a tight race there for a while. You know, we were going back and forth from first, second for a couple rounds, and then, our girls did a really good job, and, you know, the semis and the wrestlebacks getting pins, and that really spreads the gap there when you can get a whole bunch of pins in a round.
Mentioned you're down a few wrestlers, so, I mean, yes, it's mid-season now, and injuries are becoming a factor, and hopefully they're not too big of a factor, but it also gives people an opportunity, youngsters, to step in and contribute.
Yeah, we are, our 190-pounder, Marley Shorter, she's, coming back from an injury, but we have Cayenne, who's stepping in her place and wrestling hard. Our 170-pounder, Emily Larson, she's just, fighting a little ankle thing, but she'll be back soon. And that's one thing where we don't have JV positions or JV wrestlers at every spot, but where we do, we expect them to step in there and again, just, give us all you got, and that's all we can ask from you.
Brookings tonight, not going to fill every weight class, but you get some matches. What are we expecting here?
Yeah, we got, I think, five girls here, five matches that we'll wrestle against Brookings. One of the big matchups we'll see at 154 is Ireland Templeton. She wrestled a girl from Brookings just this past weekend in Harrisburg and beat her in overtime. So it should be fun. And Ireland's she's a competitor. She's going to wrestle hard. And we're looking forward to that match for sure to see if she can do it again.
Okay. For those that will wrestle here tonight, what are the keys to success?
Just go out there and keep doing what we've been doing. Keep wrestling hard and, learn from our mistakes, the mistakes we've made from past matches. And, just go out there and have fun.
Right. And, big week, I guess. I mean, it's a busy one. You got Brookings here, Brandon Valley Thursday, and then the big East-West thing coming up on Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, we're not we'll send the girls again matches to Brandon Valley as well. And then the East-West is an individual tournament for the girls. But it's going to be, again, a lot of fun to see the girls go out there and wrestle some, possibly some schools that we haven't seen this year. So that's always good. But just to get any type of, matches and good competition, that's what we're looking for. That's how we get better.
All right, Coach, looking forward to it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Matt Thorson, the head coach of the Pierre Governor Girls, with Coach's comments and keys to success. Thanks to the coach for his time with us before we get going here in our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. Let's take a 60-second break, and we'll hear from boys head coach Sean Lewis when we return with more keys to success. This is Pierre Governor Wrestling.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
All right, let's go with keys to success for the boys. Head coach Sean Lewis, the Governors, off of a pretty good weekend. You go to the Mitchell Invitational. Obviously, that's a staple on the schedule every single year. A lot of good teams are there, and you fared quite well. I understand that not everybody was fully staffed, but for the kids who went there, really a job well done against a really strong tournament field otherwise.
Yeah, the teams that were there always stacked. They're perennial powerhouses year in, year out with Steven.
Evans and Sturgis and us and Mitchell and Watertown. You know, you throw in Howard from Class B in the mix, and Parkston, they're pretty good. And then with the addition of both Madison and, I mean, Milbank wasn't there because of the weather, but they would have been there. It was, I mean, a really good field, you know, and we kind of, like other teams, we weren't really at full staff. We were missing a couple. We went with two open weight classes and then, you know, backups at a couple other weight classes. But, you know, they did jobs. And so, you know, that was kind of what we got. Whereas the other teams you saw that did put in other guys, you know, didn't necessarily score the points that their starters would have, which we understand. But, hey, we haven't won the Mitchell invite in a while, so we'll take it.
Well, and you placed 12 out of 14 weight classes. You competed, I think, in 13 out of 14. So pretty good job for the kids who, like I talked with Coach Thorson about, he's got girls that are stepping in for injured varsity-level wrestlers, and that's what you saw, too.
Yeah, you know, we had Chase Sarda step in at 145 for Hayden Schaefer, and, I mean, end up with a second-place finish, so it did just fine. And, you know, we didn't have a backup at 13 because, unfortunately, our backup was also sick. Both of our backups were also sick, and didn't have anybody at 32 because you just can't put anybody into that tournament. So we wanted our two backups to go to Gettysburg and get their matches. Then our backup at 52 stepped in the lineup, did what he could. There was an upset in the bracket. And then, you know, took an injury defaulted out. But, you know, everybody we did have in our lineup scored us points, and that's what you need to do in those kind of tournaments.
Yeah, so you didn't, you got that after not being able to wrestle the night before with Watertown and Huron. First of all, I guess with those duels, do we know if we have makeup dates on that? And obviously, you'd like to get those when you get an opportunity because the ESD schedule is still a big deal to us.
Yeah, so we're currently trying to get those rescheduled. Because the hard part is when you get rid of two duels, we already are over by one weigh in for the year, so we got to sit some kids some places. Well, now if we split those two duels up, now we're over by two weigh ins, which we didn't necessarily account for, so we'd really have some finagling to do with some of our kids and weigh ins. And at this point in time in the year, where you know, duels are of the utmost importance when we're trying to qualify for the state dual tournament. That means sitting them on weekends for tournaments, which is where you get your most matches. And so we're really kind of, you know, in a conundrum with getting that rescheduled. But, you know, I got faith in Mr. Mosier, and we put forth some ideas today that were pretty creative, so we'll see what happens with that.
Well, and you're here in Brookings against a Brookings Bobcat squad that's starting to get a lot of people in their wrestling room, I see. That's great to see. They've got a lot of great wrestlers, but they still don't quite fill every weight class. What kind of opportunities does this give you tonight?
You know, they've got some really good kids. You know, they're 4-1 in duels right now, so, I mean, they're definitely got to be a respectable team. I mean, we can't just walk in here thinking that we're going to get things handed to us, you know, and then ultimately we've got some good matchups, you know. 106 should be a great matchup. 182 should be a good matchup. And then, you know, they've got Rasmussen at 220. Whether he wrestles 95 or 220, we have no clue. So we have no control over which one he's going to wrestle. But he's a top caliber kid that signed with SDSU. So, you know, we just basically got to take care of business in those other weight classes and then, you know, go about 50-50 in those key matchups. So
still have a group of kids, too, I think that, you're hoping to start taking advantage of opportunities given to them. You're starting to hope for continued improvement as the season goes along.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that continued improvement, and ultimately for the week that we've got in store for us is, you know, we've got to start off with Brookings, and we got to get some steam rolling here because then, you know, we got to look to Brandon Valley on Thursday night, and they're going to be ready for us. You know, it's a rematch from the semifinals from last year. And then, you know, we go into East-West duel. So we really, I mean, this is our chance to pick up steam. And this is normally where we, you know, really start to get the train rolling as far as the season, you know, predominantly. And that's just what we're looking to do tonight.
All right, Coach, looking forward to good things here. Starting off a good week. Let's hope so. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Sean Lewis, the head coach of the Pierre Governor boys. We'll see the boys after five girls matches coming up. And on the floor, on the mat, they're getting ready to announce starting lineups. So we'll do that as well. Starting lineups in our broadcast brought to you by the folks of Montana, Dakota Utilities in the community. to serve. Well, Brookings has five weight classes filled. They'll be at 120 with Riley Weisbeck. She will take on eighth grader Kesri Benning of the Peer Governors. Sierra Strand at 126 for Brookings against Hattie Baldwin, the junior for the Governors. 142 for Brookings as they're open at 132. Sage Heinricher will take on Abby Lewis of the Governors, the seventh grader, off to a great start at 154 pounds. Brookings has Maya Erickson. She'll take on the freshman Ireland Templeton, 13-5 of the Governors. Brookings open at 170. So is Peer, actually, with Emily Larson out due to injury right now. But at 190 pounds, Maisie Mathis will wrestle for the Bobcats against Cayenne Traversy Johnson, the freshman for the Governors, with Marley Shorter still out due to injury to an elbow. And at 285, Brookings is open. Sierra McFarling, the top-ranked wrestler in the state, 16-0. The freshman will get another win by forfeit tonight. Peer also will get wins at 106 for Sydney Uriga or Shaylee Speck, and at 113 for Nevaeh Bade, as Brookings will not fill those weight classes either. The Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineup for the Brookings Bobcats, for the Governor Girls. Governor Girls head coach by Matt Thorson. And the Governor, the Bobcat girls, as are the boys, coached by Matt Hansen. The lineups for the boys look something like this. At 106 pounds, Alex Odekoven, the eighth grader for the Governors, goes against sophomore Tate Hembolt of Brookings. At 113 pounds, Lincoln Huska, an eighth grader, will show. I believe Brookings is open at 113, however. Lincoln Huska in place of Lincoln Schoenard, the injured Governor wrestler. At 120 pounds, it'll be Noah Williams, the wrestler for the Governors, the senior, against Nolan Miles, which would be a good one. Nolan Miles, 15-3, a sophomore for the Bobcats. At 126, at 18-8, the senior is Nate Williams for the Governors. He'll take on eighth grader Luke DeRinch from the Bobcats. At 132 pounds, sophomore Tristan Spencer will be in action tonight against eighth grader Mason Mathis of Brookings. At 138 pounds, the one of the top in the state, Blake Judson, the senior, 27-2, goes against freshman Gabriel Stern. At 145, looks like Kylan Horsley will show for the Governors, as I believe Brookings is open at 145 as well. The Governors should move Hayden Schaefer, the senior, up to 152. He'll take on sophomore Joey Fitzpatrick. At 160, it'll be Jaden Wiebe of the Governors, the junior at 15-12. He takes on Tyson Brandt, a good one there, the junior for the Bobcats at 13-3. At 170 pounds, the sophomore Lucas Chamberlain, who is 16-6 on the year, goes against senior Jackson Bowes. He's only lost once in 10 matches so far for the Bobcats. That'll be a good one. At 182, Chance Sarda, the sophomore, 13-10 against Israel Caldron, the junior for the Bobcats, who is 11-5. 195 pounds, Gavin Stotts, the junior for the Governors at 13-9. Announced is Caleb Lohr, the junior for the Bobcats at 6-4, going against Gavin Stotts. And then at 220 pounds, big opportunity for the freshman Elijah Bucci, 14-13 on the season. He's got the top-ranked kid in the state and a returning state champion, Luke Rasmussen of the Bobcats, who is 15-0. 285, it's Joshua Rydberg at 16-2, the senior for the Governors. He'll take on James Olson, the junior, at 11-4 for the Governors. Those are the starting lineups that are brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities in Pierre. Officiating tonight are Law on the Mat, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and the Division of Consumer Protection, is Brookings native and Brookings own Greg Roach. Our Law on the Mat from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. We're wrestling in 2 minutes after this quick break. You're listening to Pierre Governor Wrestling on KGFX and DRGnews.com.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, "In the community to serve," goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Brookings High School. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the state of South Dakota, who reminds you to drive slower, live longer. You're listening to Pier Governor Wrestling on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. KGFX Pier, that FM signal at 103.1 K296GT, something like that. Brian Oakland here. We're live streaming at drgnews.com. They turn off the lights on the mat below, and our first girls match is underway in the first match of the night, sponsored by Lynn's Dakota Mart stores in Pier and Fort Pier, in particular, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. First match has Kesri Benning, the eighth grader for the Governors, wrestling against Riley Weisbeck of Brookings, and Weisbeck got Benning to the mat quickly, and Benning trying to stay off the mat here. We're at 122 left to go in the first period already. Greg Roach underneath to look closely, and a quick win by fall in 51-41 seconds there for Riley Weisbeck, and Brookings will score the first of the night for the girls. Let's take a quick 30-second break here from Lynn's Dakota Mart. Our match number two is next on KGFX.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Back in Brookings once again, underway our second match, this one at 126 pounds for the girls, after Riley Weisbeck pins Kesri Benning. Benning, by the way, for the Governors now, 16-7, off to a great start this season, but Weisbeck a little bit better in this first match tonight. Sierra Strand of the Brookings Bobcats going against junior Hattie Baldwin of the Governors. Baldwin 12-8 on the season, and 50 seconds in, she gets her first points with a takedown, working on half. Nelson tried right, now go back to the left as she'll try to get her opponent over. There, a rollover of Sierra Strand, and now Hattie Baldwin will score some back points. Two back points pending. So a two-point takedown, a two-point near fall, and a 4-0 lead for Hattie Baldwin. 45 seconds to wrestle. First period. There's a rumor going around. I was there when coaches were discussing. I'm not so sure that Hattie made weight tonight, so this may be nothing more of than an exhibition match, but they're not really keeping dual scores for the girls with just five matches being wrestled anyway. Sierra Strand works her way up onto the feet. Brookings crowd right below us in appreciation of that effort. See now the spotlight on the mat here in the Brookings auxiliary gym brightening up just a little bit. 13 seconds to go here in the first, a 4-1 lead for Hattie Baldwin. And they'll be out of bounds. 7 seconds left, back to the middle. Baldwin to your right. Sierra Strand to the left. Brookings in black singlets tonight. The Governors are in green with the white trim, white cummerbunds. Flip of the token with a roll around. It's going to land on the green, and Baldwin will have first choice here in the second period. Once again, five girls matches. We expect 12 boys matches here in our coverage of Pierre Governor Wrestling tonight. We've got Brookings with the Governors on the road here Tuesday night, and tonight, of course, and then at Brandon Valley for a big duel, which will go a long way and maybe helping to determine who finishes on top in the ESD this year. Strand is up quickly, but Baldwin still has control. Strand trying to break free, but she's back to the mat. Hattie Baldwin stays in control here for the Governors. With Strand up on her feet again, close to the right edge. Baldwin, out, she'll let her free. Got a takedown in the first period. Maybe she'll get another one here in the second, but it's 1 point escape for Sierra Strand to make the score 4-2. Underway in the second period with a minute 25 left to go. Baldwin, a state tournament competitor a year ago, finished second in her weight class, if I recall. And as mentioned, 12-8. A little bit on again, off again, but I think these lower weight classes for the girls, you get an awful lot of competition. There's a nice takedown here up on the upper side, upper portion of the mat from our vantage point here for Hattie Baldwin. She now leads 6-2. Tough to see in our live video, but there is scoring of matches and eventually of the boys' duel. You'll see that if you can see a good clear picture of that with what we have. With the way it's lit up, it's a little bit blurry. Baldwin trying to turn her opponent over, and she's got Strand with her knees and toes in. Baldwin scoring points as Strand is actually outside the circle. So a good job here for Hattie Baldwin. Plenty of time left, 20 seconds to go, second period. Now they'll be whistled out of bounds, but back points go to Baldwin. Tack on three. She's got a 7-point lead. Hattie Baldwin looking good so far here. As Baldwin will go back to the middle. And again, not keeping dual points here for the girls. We'll do that when we do the boys, and then you'll see that. Oh, that's a good roll over here. Getting going again. Strand in trouble. Baldwin, good work up top here. Strand trying to keep that right shoulder off the mat. Looks like she's just saved by the horn. So Hattie Baldwin will take a 12-2 lead in this match. And for Trinity back in studio, we don't have to worry necessarily about match scores. We'll just worry about the dual scores. For the scoreboard, which is on our live video stream at drgnews.com. Scoreboard sponsor, Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Glad to have that opportunity to give you a view of our matches here this evening, in addition to the audio from KGFX. So we're in the third period. Hattie Baldwin in control, 12-2, leading Sierra Strand of the Bobcats. Brookings, very well known for their girls wrestling, at least in recent history. I think perhaps you might say that that wrestling is a sport in South Dakota for girls because of one of the best ever in Ronna Heaton, who came from the Brookings program. Before they had girls wrestling, in fact, you go back, 6, 7, 8 years even, Miss Heaton was a two-time place finisher as a sophomore and a junior. In fact, finished third in her junior year at the state tournament against the boys. And here we are now having girls wrestling, as it should be, halfway through the third period, 55 seconds counting down. Still neutral here, Hattie Baldwin staying in control. Sierra Strand will be warned for stalling here, first and only. So she's going to have to try to get to work here. But right now, conditioning will become an issue. Baldwin, taller wrestler, so that can be an advantage. Certainly in this case, looks like it has been, as Hattie goes for another takedown. Won't get it. She runs out of room up top. As our clock stops with 33 seconds to go in this third period. Wrestling at 126 pounds. Governors would have had people to fill at 106 and 113. I think they only brought the five girls who were expected to wrestle. Strand reaches for the leg, got the right leg, but Baldwin works her way out of that. And now she'll come around and get a takedown. Looking for maybe a late pin here, 10 seconds down to 6 and 5. But Baldwin's going to win this match, it appears, 14-2. So a good match victory here. Hattie Baldwin over Sierra Strand, the Governors. And Brookings now 1-1 in these two matches so far. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll go to 142 with Abby Lewis of the Governors next. This is Peer Governor Wrestling.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back in Brookings, two matches down. We're into the third one on the night, 142 pounds. Brookings was open at 132, so the Governors do not get Gianna Stanglin a match tonight. Gianna, the junior, 18-2 on the season, having a great year. So, too, is Abby Lewis, the seventh grader, coach's kid, 17-4. She'll take on Sage Henricker. Sage working pretty well, trying to get Abby Lewis spun down and around. They're both on the knees, but Henricker working quickly, and there, a completion of the takedown. She'll strike first, 44 seconds into the match. Lewis trying to spin out. But Henricker's got her right arm wrapped around up top now, and she can't keep a hold on that. So Lewis gets a two-point reversal. We're tied in this match at 2-2. Once again, just five girls' matches, not keeping track of dual points in this one. But if we were, Brookings would have a 6-4 lead. Hattie Baldwin got a 14-2 major decision win over Sierra Strand back at 126 pounds. So now Abby Lewis tries to work from up top. 35 seconds to go here in the first period. Lewis, a second-place finisher in the Harrisburg tournament over the weekend. Governor girls fared very well. Take that back. I guess she finished in fourth place. So did suffer a couple losses. Went 3-2. In fact, defeated the young lady she's taking on right now, Sage Henricker, of Brookings in a fall, 2 minutes and 28 seconds. That one was in Harrisburg this past Saturday. Back in a neutral position, Henricker back up on her feet. Lewis, able to get her right back down, and in turn, it turns into a near fall situation. Lewis with 4 seconds left in the period. 3, 2, and 1. Won't get the pin, but we'll get 3 back points. So a good job there for Abby Lewis. Henricker looked like she was working her way into an escape. Instead, she gets taken back to the mat. And a near fall gives Abby Lewis 3 to close the period. So Lewis has a 5-2 lead in this match. She wins the toss to go to see who gets choice in the second. And Abby quickly up and right back down, and she will have a reversal. Nice move, Abby Lewis here. And a 7-2 lead. Abby got up on her feet, but wasn't satisfied with an escape. She turned right around and got Sage Henricker back on her back onto the mat, so it turns into a reversal instead. Minute and a half to go here, second period. So some of these, obviously, in the boys' ranks, you're going to see some of the same opponents several times over the course of the season. Here, second time this week that these two young ladies have battled on the mat. Lewis did, as we mentioned, lose a couple of matches in Harrisburg, as Henricker gets back on the mat, but Lewis will wrestle her back again. Or I should say Henricker back on her feet. Now back to the mat with a good throw from Abby Lewis. Kiana Major of Kimball White Lake defeated Abby Lewis in a technical fall. Major, very good-looking wrestler, and Kiana Smith of Canton also gets her by fall in that third-place match. So Both of those wrestlers, Class B schools. But keep in mind, in girls wrestling, everybody with a girls program this year is all in one class. There is no Class A or Class B in girls wrestling. And there are quite a number of schools who are putting girls wrestling on the mat. Now roll over here. Lewis with a quick pin right there, 17 seconds to go. This one in a time of 3:43. Abby Lewis, a win by fall over Sage Henricker of Brookings. 30 seconds, our next matchup, but 154 should be a good one. We're back with more Peer Governor Girls Wrestling on KGFX.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
We're back in Brookings as we go to 154 pounds for the Governors. It's Ireland Templeton, the freshman at 13-5 in her first year in the program, wrestling against Maya Erickson of the Bobcats. Erickson comes in with a record of 7-6, but these two also wrestled in Harrisburg over the weekend. Ireland Templeton went all the way to the finals, finished in second. Actually, she did suffer a loss in the fourth round, one in the fifth, according to the schedule I'm seeing. Maybe got a third-place finish instead. But Templeton, on the way, had a sudden victory win over Maya Erickson, who she'll take on now. So far, 45 seconds, actually 55 seconds in. We're still neutral, both wrestlers on their feet. And they haven't even left the middle of the mat. Templeton breaks free. We'll try something new. But they remain locked up ear to ear. Sudden victory in a score that was 5-3. So there wasn't a lot of scoring the last time these two teams met. We'll have a stalemate here as Greg Roach wants them to reset once again. 45 seconds to wrestle, first period. A little bit of the aggressor off of the restart was Maya Erickson, but now Templeton spins her around, still trying to find a way to get a shot. Here's Erickson taking the shot first. She got both legs, but Templeton pushes her away. Erickson tried to throw, no go. Templeton free again, 19 seconds, counting down first period, no score yet. Both wrestlers still on their feet. Templeton shows a pretty good job of fighting off that first throw. Now she, her first shot. Now she gets a throw herself, and the takedown here for Ireland Templeton. And that'll turn into a 4-point move, a 2-point near fall in the late seconds of period number one. So a good finish there for Ireland Templeton, who will have a 4-0 lead as we'll go to the second period. Red's choice, though. And Brookings will defer here, so Templeton will take to the down position. Off in the case, of course. Even in girls wrestling, of course, what we're seeing from the girls quite often is that the girls have been working more on offense rather than how to defend in when they're in a hole. Here's Templeton. She got up on her feet. Hasn't broken free yet, but in the process, Maya Erickson was just warned for stalling. Templeton with a leg up. Now another stalling call. So that is a penalty point that'll go to Ireland Templeton. And now she breaks free as well. So it says 5-0. Should be 6-0 here. It was 4-0 to start. But we're neutral again. So there was, a stalling point that was awarded to Ireland Templeton. But then in the process, she also got the 1-point escape. There it is, 6-0 on a board across the way. Halfway through period number two. Sudden victory between these two just 3 days ago, Saturday down in Harrisburg. But this one so far, Templeton dominating. And a late takedown in the first period. We'll try to get another one here as it is Erickson who tried to throw, but Templeton with good balance.
38 seconds.
Down to 35. Second period. Templeton trying to get low, but Ireland pushing back. Now they'll break free again. Ear to ear again. 20 seconds to go. Templeton in a situation here where she can just bide her time with a 6-0 lead. As Erickson tries to get a throw. She got her thrown. They broke free. Now Templeton comes down over the top. And that was Maya Erickson's move to score with, but she's unable to do so. Instead, it's Templeton who will get a takedown at the end of the second period. So a good one going here for Ireland. Templeton, who has a major decision margin with an 8-0 lead over Maya Erickson. And with a 2-minute third period still to come, Brookings will take to the down this time. As Erickson, or Templeton rather, wraps the right arm around up top. Maya Erickson sat up, but Templeton gets her back right down on the mat once again, right in the middle. Templeton has had a couple of takedowns, but they've both been late in the first and second periods. We really haven't had an opportunity to see what she can do, so to speak, from up top. She scored a 4-point move, feet to back, at the end of the first period, but this is our first opportunity to see in this match what Ireland Templeton has in her offensive repertoire against Maya Erickson. This is the fourth of five girls' matches. We'll have 12 boys' matches coming up. Templeton working the half Nelson here from the left side. Almost got Erickson rolled over. She'll give another push. Erickson back face down, though. Templeton not giving up. Still in the middle. Plenty of room to work with. Templeton looks really strong here tonight. Freshman getting better and better and better. 13-5 on the season coming into this one. Still has that half Nelson hold, but almost looked like she was dangerously close to getting that second hand in there too, but Erickson just doesn't have much to work with. Templeton keeping things tight. We're under 30 seconds to go, third period now. Templeton leads 8-0. Governors have won 2 of 3 girls' matches so far, looking good and winning a third one coming up here, potentially. 15 seconds to go.
10 seconds, Mike!
And Templeton going to finish this one off in control. Your final in this one will be 8-0 Ireland Templeton over Maya Erickson. Obviously, no sudden victory this time. Good match there for Ireland Templeton. The Governors would lead 14-6 if they're keeping a dual score, but we'll take one more 30-second break, and 190 pounds, our final girls' match coming up. This is Peer Governor Wrestling.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
And we're back in Brookings, and a good start for the Brookings wrestler, Maisie Mathis, against Kyan Traversy Johnson of the Peer Governors, a ninth grader, freshman, still learning the ropes, just 1-9 on the season, but she got her first win of the year in a match in the consolation bracket in that Harrisburg tournament a few days ago in Harrisburg. Did not see Maisie Mathis. Mathis with a 2-point takedown. We're 40 seconds in. And the Brookings wrestler has a 2-0 lead. Again, just 5 girls' matches. The Governors will have won 3 so far. Mathis working Traversy Johnson over, and she gets the pin here in a time of 54 seconds. Amazing Mathis looks strong in this one. And that'll be our final girls' match. We'll go to the boys when we return in 30 seconds, starting at 106 tonight. You're listening to Peer Governor Wrestling.
taking care, touching lives. Advanterra Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Advanterra Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Advanterra Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Advanterra Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to Brookings High School. As five girls matches done, three for the Governors, two for the Brookings Bobcats, and now it's time for the boys. Brian Oakland with play-by-play. Trinity Pearson in studio. We've got a little bit of treat for Governor fans here, too, here in Brookings. Well, some people still call this place their college home, and one of them is a three-time state champion for the Governors in Michael Lusk. Michael, how you doing, man? Good. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to be
welcome
here.
To your radio debut. All right, start talking. It's wrestling.
Yeah.
Actually, let's introduce the wrestlers here. We got a good start. Active, 40 seconds in. No scoring yet. Alex Odakoven, the eighth grader for the Governors, off to a good start this season. 21-6. He takes on Tate Helmbolt, a sophomore for Brookings. Helmbolt is 12-8 so far. Michael, I think right now we've got a kid here that really kind of taking the Governor wrestling room by storm, just an eighth grader. But Odakoven, he's been beating a lot of kids along the way here.
Yeah, I saw that he was rated number two. He looks like he's taller than I am.
Something in the water in the middle school. At Georgia Morris. Still no scoring as of yet, though. Helmbolt and Odakoven are working their way. They'll try to get something going. Stalemate to be called. Greg Roach, once again, our mat official. If this was a state tournament, you'd hear a lot of boos when you hear his name. But here in Brookings, nothing but cheers for the guy with his style. I tell you what, he's kind of fun to watch as in doing what he does. One of the best in the state, too. Here's Odakoven, though. And a single leg trying to get a takedown here with 15 seconds to go, first period.
Hook that leg.
Helmbolt trying to hold out here now in short time, and Odakoven going to run out of time here, so. Nope. Oh, he gets that takedown right at the end. I didn't really see where he got the control. Did you see what
I think he finally got his right arm back in, tucked behind his elbow there, got his leg hooked there.
So good finish in the first period here as Odakoven will strike first in a 2-0 lead. He's in the up position. Helmbolt quickly on his feet, though. And right back he goes. Taken down again by Odakoven. Odakoven, 21-6 on the year. So this is the time of the year. Some kids are getting a lot of matches. Some kids not so much. Obviously, sickness and injuries become an issue. Oh, Odakoven had a cradle, but he slipped out of it. Did Helmbolt, and Helmbolt on his feet, but Odakoven still has him by both ankles, and back to the mat they go. Looked like a miss, but still a smart move there for Alex in being able to keep control here, even though they were both on their feet. Now they're up again. But potentially dangerous will be called. So they'll head back again. So Michael Lusk, you're obviously still in school here, South Dakota State and Brookings, but you're only a wrestling fan now, right?
Yeah, I am just a wrestling fan. I haven't touched the mat since high school, so I'm a little out of shape.
Now it's golf.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you now, junior, senior?
Senior. I graduate in May.
So. Oh, you're so old.
I know it.
Alex Odakoven, not so old. Just an eighth grader, 43 seconds to go. Second period, still maintaining a 2-0 lead. Tate Helmbolt, he's been in the wrestling room a while for the Bobcats. But he's had his ups and downs so far, 12-8 on the year. This is one of the matches that Coach Sean Lewis, when we talked to him before our duel tonight, he said this would be a pretty good match. So far, he's right. 2-0. Could go either way. Odakoven still able to keep his man down.
Tough on top.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah. grinding his face in the mat, keeping him broke down.
Helmbolt again trying to bridge up, but he's going to run out of two. Odekoven got him turned just a little bit, got his head tucked under, but not enough time as that second period comes to an end. So no point scored there. It's still 2-0. And as Michael Lusk said, Odekoven tough on top. Now he had his chance to try the bottom, but Brookings will let him up to start the third period. So a one-point escape advances his lead to 3-0. So up neutral we go, and Odekoven looks good here. That's a quicker takedown than what he got in the first period. 20 seconds in, he'll have a chance to work on top again with a 5-0 lead. First match of the boys' duel. We'll start keeping duel scores for those watching on the live video screen at drgnews.com, the KGFX page. That's the only way you can see this one, as well as hear it tonight, though. That's at drgnews.com or the DRG News app. By the way, we've got girls basketball on River 92.7 tonight. Governor Girls heading out west to take on the Douglas Patriots. Odekoven loses a little bit of interest, lets Helmbolt up, and a one-point escape to the Brookings wrestler here. Brookings boys wearing gray singlets with red lettering, red shoulder straps as well. Governor's in black with the green cummerbunds here tonight. So you'll see where you saw Brookings girls in black in those girls matches. Now you got Governor boys wearing black with Brookings in gray. So a 5-1 score so far here. Odekoven with 35 seconds left, and it's kind of up to him to stay aggressive here and finish this match.
Push the pace.
There he comes down and around. There's a takedown for Odekoven. Ups the lead to 6 now. And, of course, right now.
Did a quick turn here and see if he can.
Looking to see if he gets some bonus points,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Just a 6-point lead right now. You'll want 8 if you can. Got him turned over, but couldn't keep him there. 10 seconds left. Short time here, down to 5. Greg Roach in for a close look. Nothing happening. 7-1. Going to finish this one. That's a decision for Alex Odekoven. And the Governors will strike first with a 3-0 lead. We'll go to 1:13 next after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Peer Governor Wrestling.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881.
Our second match of the night is actually our third weight class for Governor for boys wrestling. 113 pounds. Brookings was open, so Lincoln Huska gets a win by forfeit. Huska in place in that weight class of Lincoln Schoenhardt, who is still top wrestler in the wrestling room for the Governors. But Schoenhardt continues to battle rib injuries. So Lincoln Huska with a win by forfeit. Now to 120 pounds, it's Nolan Miles of the Brookings Bobcats, a really good sophomore, 15-3, taking on Noah Williams, the senior for the Governors. Williams at 20-10, having a fine season, but Miles, quick takedown in this one. We're 30 seconds plus gone now. And it's Miles working up top.
30 matches already for Williams, that's a lot.
Yeah, it really is. And, this is a kind of the time when you start to build quite a few, and it's funny to see some kids like Miles now, only this is his 19th match of the season. He's got a cradle locked up on Noah Williams, and seconds are being counted. He got him rolled for a good 5 seconds, so 3 back points pending. Just under the final minute we go, this first period. Governors lead the duel 9-0. They did get 6 points with that forfeit, so we'll update that on the duel score. Pier 9, Brookings nothing. But this third weight class so far belonging to Brookings in a 5-0 lead for Nolan Miles. Michael Brookings is a team that when you were around just didn't have a lot of depth in their wrestling room. They're kind of coming back, and they've got a lot of quality, but they're getting that quantity back, and I think that's just good to see. Anytime you see some of those teams that are getting strong again, Mitchell, Watertown, in the conference especially, I mean, yep. That's great things for wrestling in South Dakota. Class.
Yeah, a lot of those teams when I was around had a couple of good wrestlers here and there, but, yeah, it's good to see everybody's teams are getting stronger all around instead of just a few weight classes.
Second period comes to an end, that's the first period, comes to an end, and a 5-0 start for Nolan Miles of Brookings. Noah Williams will come in over the top as Miles takes the down. That's his choice. Some teams are getting a little too good, though. Brandon
yeah.
Valley, Rapid
yeah,
City
know.
Stevens. It's certainly... Boy, there's a lot of good deep teams still out there. I mean, Pierre's one of them. But
yep. I think that's something Pierre does a really good job of, is having kids in every weight class right up in the mix of everything.
Miles on his feet, breaks free, a one-point escape. It's 6-0. Nolan Miles leads Noah Williams. 1:31 to go in the third. They're out of bounds to the left. You know, and it goes the other way, too. You look at teams like Aberdeen Central, who you had such great battles with, and Rapid City Central, those guys and those teams, not quite what they once were.
Yep, yep.
And then another team coming back that we'll see this weekend in Pierre is Sturgis.
Yep.
They're looking good again.
Yeah, they were always a powerhouse. Even before I was around, they were full of studs.
Well, it was Sturgis in the 2000s, and
yep.
then the Governors in the 2010s.
Yep.
That kind of had the dynasty, if you want to use the D word there. There's a two-point takedown. Nolan Miles looking strong here. He's got a major margin now at 8-0. Out of bounds they go, so back to the middle again. 1:05 left here. Second period, so a lot of wrestling still to go for Noah Williams, who's got a lot of work to do. Williams, I'm sure, knew that this was a tough matchup for him. He's got to come in here, try to wrestle a little defensively, but he's going to have to do some offense in order to make that happen now. Stalemate here, says Greg Roach. 45 seconds. They're right there in the middle, so they'll reset again. Miles, the hands on the back, and he'll let Williams free. Williams out of bounds. It looks like Williams is grabbing at the nose. Don't know if he's got blood or not. Apparently not. We have timeouts of any sort. We'll have AgTegra timeouts in our KGFX broadcast. For you farmers, Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Out of bounds again here down to the bottom. Two weight classes in. Started at 106. The Governors lead the duel 9-0, but Brookings managing here at 120 pounds quite well. Michael, you know these Williams boys well, though. You wrestled with older brother Eric, and
yep.
You know, I think there's you see similarities in styles.
Or... Yeah, same body types and all that stuff. It's crazy because when I was traveled all over the country watching these younger brothers, Eric's younger brothers and stuff, and they were always younger than us. So it's cool to see them progress into what they are now.
Miles made a last-ditch effort for a takedown to close out the second period. Did not get it, so we've got a 7-point margin here after Williams was given that escape. Midway through the second period, it's 8-1 here. Williams is again on top.
The older brother's in the wrestling room now. It sounds like
he's one
of the assistant coaches.
That's right.
Good for him.
And he had some good times here in Brookings wrestling for the Jackrabbits, too.
Yes, sir.
So Nolan Williams, what can he get done here on top? Right now, I think his job is just to make sure he stays on top throughout the third period. If he can get something in the way of a turn, more power to him. But he'd love to keep this at worst at a decision margin right now. Down to 1:10 to go third period, but Miles... Well, I was looking at it looked like Miles had something going, but now a headlock here for Noah Williams. 55 seconds. He's got 5 seconds counted now. Offense here for Noah Williams for the first time in this match. Miles is face down again. Back points awarded. I was literally looking at the time left, and it looked like Nolan Miles was getting a reversal, but Noah Williams fended that off.
Needs a couple more turns here to...
Stale here, 34 seconds to go. Quite a job there by Noah to keep. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, looked like Nolan was about ready to
caught his
to
head
reverse
there
him.
Caught him in a headlock there.
So we start up again, under 30 seconds to go. Miles had a big start to this match. Now he'll break free. So he'll get a point. Now a 5-point margin, 20 seconds to go. Miles with a quick throw right there, feeds it back, and he's going to get this major decision after all, at the least. Over on the edge, Noah Williams in trouble, still 7 seconds to 5, down to 3, and he won't get the pin, but a good flurry finish for Nolan Miles, who will win it by major decision, 12-4. That'll tack on 4 for the Brookings dual score, and they'll trail the Governors 9-4. Good match there, but Nolan Miles with the major decision win. Let's take a 30-second break. We go to 126 next. This is Beer Governor Wrestling.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's Untappd app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino, a relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Back in Brookings, here we go to match weight class number 4. Match number 3 of those that are being... bouted out on the match there. They had the scoreboard corrected. Started with a 9-3 dual score, but it is 9-4. Major decision win at 120 for Nolan Miles, 12-4 over Noah Williams. Now, brother Nate Williams on the mat. Nate, 18-8 on the season, the senior. He goes against an eighth grader, Luke Durink, who is 6-5 so far for the Bobcats. Some of these Brookings records I've got actually were as of their tournament at West Sioux a couple of weekends ago. They do not include dual results from Triangular at Sioux Falls Roosevelt with Yankton as well last week, which Brookings dominated both. Minute into this one, nothing happening yet. Durink fighting him off so far, but Nate Williams has a leg, and he won't get a chance to do much with it. Stalemate. We'll go back to begin again. Neutral on the feet. Durink, an eighth grader. Brookings has a junior in the JV ranks, and Spencer Christie, who, as I recall, was a state tournament entrant last year for the Bobcats. But I think that says good things about this young man. The eighth grader may be out wrestling him in the room. However, not out wrestling Nate Williams, who has a takedown, and he's got a pretty good hold up top. As Durink is on his back. Luke Durink trying to stay and avoid the pin here. 7 seconds to go, first period. And that's a pin right there with 1.5 seconds left. That'll be a 59-second win by Fall. Michael, what happened there? That just a quick move after a restart for Nate Williams.
Yeah, butchered him up. He had him pretty tight there. I don't think he was going anywhere. It was a matter of just getting him stuck before the period, the time ran out there in the first period.
So 6 points for the Governors. That'll up their lead to 15-4. That's the score after 4 weight classes. Pier 15, Brookings 4. And the Wagner Auto scoreboard, it's sponsored by Wagner Auto in Pier, the one place to go. So 3-1 so far in our matches. 3 for the Governors, 1 for the Bobcats. So here we go to 132 pounds, a sophomore, Tristan Spencer. Go for the Governors. He takes on an 8th grader in Mason Mathis. Mathis just 2-8 so far this season. Saw what we assume to be older sister Maisie Mathis in that final girls match a little while ago. Pierre won three of the five girls' matches, but Mathis got a win over Cayenne Traversy Johnson. Here's a quick move for Tristan Spencer. Sophomore's got a 2-0 lead early. Minute 25 to go, first period. Brookings, as we mentioned, again, several really good wrestlers who are going to place high in the state tournament, but still not a lot of depth, but they're getting there. Here's Mathis on his back. Spencer's got him cradled up.
Yeah, this one looks pretty tight.
Yep. Sometimes when you're in a situation like this, if you're Tristan Spencer, come out and just try to take care of business as soon as you can,
exactly.
Right?
Get it off the mat.
That's not happening here, though.
Kicked his way out of that one.
So 5 points on that move for Spencer. However, so he's got a 5-0 lead, but 40 seconds to go, and he'll try to do more offense from the opposition here, or at least on top in control. Trying to pull that neck back to the leg. Cradle not available just yet. 30 seconds to go, first period. 15-4. Governors lead the duel. Spencer having a little more difficulty working into some offense here. Short time here. Looks like we'll go to the second period with a 5-0 Tristan Spencer lead. How did you prepare for a duel like this where you only have one match as opposed to tournaments like the Govs wrestled in Mitchell over the weekend? They've got that big duel event coming up with four duels on Saturday as well. What are the differences in preparation?
Honestly, the toughest things about the Tuesdays are the weigh-ins and stuff, because it's coming off a weekend, and usually on Sundays getting to gorge yourself with food and stuff like that, and not being able to do that's tough on the body and stuff like that. And then going into practice Monday, not being full energy and all that. So
Spencer started down here. Tristan Spencer works his way up on his feet. It is Mason Mathis trying to keep a hold, and looks like he's just lost that, and that'll turn into a reversal. So Spencer not satisfied with 1 point. He gets two. He leads 7-0. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you wrestle. How tough of a week is this for Pierre? I mean, you got that big, most kids wrestle 4, maybe 5 matches on Saturday. You've got Tuesday, Thursday, and then 4 more again on Saturday. And
you don't get the back-to-back days. You get weight. So Tuesday, Thursdays, you're not getting that extra pound and stuff like that. So that makes cutting weight really, really tough when you got weigh-ins like that.
Tristan Spencer working over to the right side. 50 seconds to wrestle. Second period, 7-0. He's got the lead. Taking care of business so far, but he wasn't able to finish a pin earlier that maybe he thought he might have had. So Mason Mathis is doing what he can to wrestle somewhat defensively so far. He had a pretty strong half Nelson right side there. Got him rolled over onto his back. Now trying to wrap it back around in that reverse headlock here. Mathis in trouble. Spencer, strong kid. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, was he the 106 pounder last year? Looks like... He's grown up quite a bit since I've seen him last.
No, but Lincoln Schoenhardt was 106.
Yep.
Spencer was about 120. Spencer gets a win by fall here. Good time at 3:51. So another 6 for the Governors. Now they lead 21-4 over the Bobcats. Blake Judson coming up next. And we'll keep it here. Blake Judson will have Gabriel Stern to deal with. Stern is a freshman. This will be just his 13th match or so, maybe 15th. 7-5 as of the West Sioux tournament. Judson, 27-2 on the season now. He was the only champion that the Governors had of the Mitchell invite, but they had 5 runners up as well. Blake with a throw, got him down. 22 seconds into this one. Greg Roach down looking closely, and that's it. 27 seconds. The Governors with 3 pins in a row, now leading the Bobcats 27-4. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. We're about halfway through this one. Halftime, Governor Wrestling, sponsored by CHS River Plains. We're back with more Peer Governor Wrestling on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Back at Riggs, or back at Brookings High School, we're in the auxiliary gym for wrestling. At 145 pounds, Brookings was open, and the Governors penciled in Kylan Horsley from the JV squad. He's had some good varsity time so far this season. Chase Sard of the normal 145 for Pierre, out due to injury or illness. So Kylan Horsley gets a win at 145 by forfeit. Now the Governors lead in the duel 33-4. So we go to 152 pounds where Pierre will move up Hayden Schaefer. Schaefer, the normal 145er, has a takedown under 30 seconds into this one. 2-0 lead. He takes on sophomore Joey Fitzpatrick of the Brookings Bobcats. Schaefer has been dealing with his share of injuries. Look at this. He's got a cradle. We've seen that before.
I was going to say, nothing new there, I think.
Plenty of time left. 1:10 to go. Fitzpatrick cradled up here by Hayden Schaefer, who probably had the most famous cradle in Pierre Governor wrestling history last February. And 55 seconds, Schaefer with a win by fall. 39-4 now the score for the Governors in this duel. And that is our dual score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard, sponsored by Wegner Auto Company in Pierre, the one place to go. So, eight weight classes down, six to go for the Governors, who have won seven out of the eight, two forfeits, four wins by fall, plus a decision for Pierre, one major decision win for the Bobcats so far. 39-4, our score. So we go to 160 pounds, and the junior Jaden Wiebe will take the mat against fellow junior Tyson Brandt. Brandt of the Bobcats, 15-3 on the season. He's a good one. Those who know the Brookings football squad know Tyson Brandt is one of their top runners in the backfield. Brandt going to work, has a takedown on Wiebe, but that is to say he's got control. Picks, never did get Wiebe down on the mat with that takedown, but got him up in the air and then down on the bottom of the circle, takes him down out of bounds. So we'll go back to the middle and start again. 30 seconds in, 2-0 the Brookings wrestler with the lead here. This is where we'll start seeing some pretty good quality in what Brookings has. And Tyson Brandt, Jackson Bowes, Izzy Calderon, they got Luke Rasmussen, an unbeaten wrestler from a year ago, coming up as well.
I think Luke's staying here to wrestle at SDSU
next
right.
year. Coach Lewis did say that in our conversation. Here's an escape for Jaden Wiebe, by the way, a 2-1 match score. Tyson Brandt with the lead, and we're 1 minute gone and 1 minute to go. First period. Scoreboard says second, but it is the first, at least the mat side scoreboard. But now, as if you're at one of the upper weights for Pierre, you've got a 39-4 dual score, but you've got to get yourself ready to go against some pretty tough competition, and obviously you still want to do good things to help the team, but you want to do good things as an individual too.
Yep.
As Brandt gets another takedown, he'll take a 4-1 lead. And you were in the lower weight classes when they started all the time, 06 all the way up through 285, you never really had to deal with that. And you guys were putting putting teams away
Lincoln
early.
Lincoln and Wilbur, you never really had to worry about kids losing in front of you and stuff like that. So
that was, a lot of good memories with Terman, Lust, Keys. I mean, duels were over by the time you got halfway through.
Yeah, Sanger. And Jevin and all those, Eric. And
it's first period done here. It's Tyson Brandt leading 4-1 over Jaden Wiebe. Wiebe 15-12 on the season. Jaden Jaden's one of these guys that'll, you know, he looks, as he was sitting up there, chiseled kid, he gets a two-point reversal and nice move coming up out of that down position here. So Jaden Wiebe back within 4-3. I think Wiebe certainly strong enough to compete against anybody. Sometimes maybe it's technique and experience that that he still needs a little more experience in.
Yeah, you can definitely tell both these boys have been in the weight room for football and wrestling. I think Jaden plays baseball too, so. Mm-hmm.
There was a one-point escape for Brookings wrestler. Brandt now leads 5-3 in the match. Working on a takedown here, and he's got that completed. So now 7-3. Tyson Brandt. A good one for the Bobcats. I think Brandt now as a wrestler going to really start coming into his own here too. And again, Brookings over the years, they've taken a lot of times only 5 or 6, maybe 7 kids to state tournaments, but a lot of those end up placing high.
Yeah, a couple of years they had 2 or 3 kids and they're all in the championship. So
yeah, you look at the Miller boys or the heavyweight classes.
Jacob Schoen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And even back, I don't know, I remember about 10 years ago or so, there was a Bartles kid that was really good. Just a workman-like wrestler when Brookings maybe had 3 kids there. But there's always been the good quality. Brookings has had state champions in South Dakota wrestling history, too. 7-3 now, still Brandt on top. 15 seconds to go. We're in the second period. But a stalling call here. This will be his warning. That for Tyson Brandt. Didn't really stay active there in control. Just under 12 seconds to go here. We're in the second. Still in control in the match. 7-3 as Wiebe tries to work out from underneath again. Won't have time to do much here. We'll go to the third. 7-3, Tyson Brandt. And I think he's got the choice. He'll take to the knees. This time, it's a conversation I have with Coach Noyes often is about how common it is for people to take that down position. And you see why for Tyson Brandt, he gets up quickly. But some kids, as it's 8-3 now, but a lot of kids will take that position just because it's almost by default. You know, but maybe that's not their strongest opportunity to score. Maybe they'd be better off back up on their feet, giving up, if they're going to give up points, give up 2 rather than 3 or something like
that. Yeah, I mean, in a situation like that, some kids would just land the bottom with a 5-point lead and not have to worry about getting up 2. So
it is 8-3 here, third period. Jaden Wiebe still, he'll try to do this mix of wrestling defensively, but look for the opening to see if he can get a takedown of the opponent as well. Down to 1:05. Wiebe in Mitchell as the Governors, again, fared very well. Haven't really been touching on what most of them did. But again, one champion in Blake Judson, 5 runners up. Wiebe was one of them. He placed second at 160 pounds. So had a 3-1 record. Actually, a 2-1 mark at a first-round bye. The guy he lost to, John Calise, a real good kid from Howard, one of the top wrestlers in Class B. I want to say he made the finals for the Howard Tigers a year ago. 30 seconds to go here, 8-3. Not a lot happening here in the third period. Tyson Brandt still leading by 5. Wiebe, his job is to leave it as a decision right now. Takes a quick shot here, 20 seconds left, but Brandt straightens out, and now Brandt comes around and gets a takedown. So down to 12 seconds. The margin is 7. Brandt should probably cut him loose and see if he can get another one, unless he can get him rolled over in the last 5 seconds. Not going to happen. This will be a decision to the Bobcats, their second match victory of the night. It's a 10-3 win for Tyson Brandt. Tack on 3 for the Bobcats. The Governors still lead 39-7. As we take a 30-second break and a good one coming up at 170, this is Peer Governor Wrestling.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Welcome back to Brookings as we go to 170 pounds. Lucas Chamberlain having a good year for the Governors, 16-6, taking on Jackson Bowes. Bowes, though, is only one loss on the season, the senior. And he's got the first takedown and the first point scored in this one as well. 120 to go, first period. Brian Oakland, play-by-play with Michael Lusk, former governor, three-time state champion wrestler. We talked over Christmas break and just said, hey, we're coming to Brookings. Why don't you come up and join us? And Michael didn't forget. So really good to have you here, kid. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, though, the state of South Dakota, reminding us all to leave sooner, drive slower, live longer. You're listening to Pierre Governor Wrestling on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. KGFX Pierre, member of DRG Media Group. Online through drgnews.com and the DRG News app as well. Trinity Pearson running the show in studio as well. Chamberlain is up on his feet, so he was awarded a one-point escape while we were chatting. 2-1 this match score. As Jackson Bowes gets in low once again. He's got him by the left leg. Chamberlain still in somewhat half control. Nothing's going to happen. Greg Roach says, stalemate. Let's go do it again. Well, Jackson Bowes got a quick takedown here, but Lucas Chamberlain has made the adjustment maybe to, as I'm saying that, to keep that from happening again. It happens again. So Jackson Bowes with the 4-1 lead now. You ever have that happen to you? Maybe just not ready to start that match. You get taken down early, but then you get up on your feet and you vow never to let that happen again sometimes. But Bowes is a good one, though. 9-1 as of their West Sioux tournament a week ago. I assume he got a couple of wins against Roosevelt and Yankton in their triangular last week. In Sioux Falls. 4-1, Bowes leads. He takes the down position as we start period number two. Lucas Chamberlain gets him wrestled back. Bowes stood up. Chamberlain threw him back. Able to keep that under control. Had some fans below us holding their breaths. I think I was too. Every time that happens, man, you just don't want to see anything bad happen for either wrestler, but just part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Chamberlain here, looked like he was trying to get that arm up underneath the right leg, but that's not going to work. Bowes, another real good talent in the Brookings backfield. Those good football teams they've had the last few years here. Minute 15 to play. Wrestle, second period. Still 4-1. Chamberlain will try to get a cradle here, but you were asking me about Lucas. He obviously was new to the peer program a year ago, but has really come on here in his sophomore year. What are you seeing out of him so far?
Yeah, he's tough on top. He's keeping Bowes broken down, and when Bowes did get up, he returned him pretty well. So just a couple mistakes on his feet there earlier, he'd be right in this one. Still is right in it.
4-1, but could use some offense here. Still 40 seconds to wrestle, second period. Really trying to work into that, reach that cradle to lock it up. We had a good pull with the left arm, but he just can't make it work. Bowes too strong in the legs here. Now trying to work Bowes over. 10 seconds to go. In a 4-1 match, Sometimes it just seems like you run out of options and nothing works. Chamberlain with one more effort, but nothing there. Second period horn sounds, and we'll go to the third. You didn't have a lot of matches where you're down in this situation 4-1. You spent a full period on top just trying to try to get some instant offense. But
yeah, he's got to get back up on his feet here and hopefully make something happen from there.
Chamberlain does start in a down here, third period. Strong enough to get on his feet. Bose still in control, though. And Bose decides to let him loose. Jackson Bose leading 4-2. He's had a couple of takedowns, but has let Lucas Chamberlain up both times. Or twice now. Down to a minute 20 to go. Chamberlain, I think technically last year was, a little new to the sport. But right now, and again, I think if you look at improvement on an individual basis from one year to the next, Lucas Chamberlain about as much improved as anybody in that governor room.
Yeah, for being new to the sport, he looks really good on his feet with using his hips and all that. So
he got to the edge and tried to throw, but he runs out of room, and now we'll have some blood showing, and we've got a blood timeout. Timeouts in our broadcast, in any way they come. Sponsored by Agtegra, maximizing your farm's earning potential with Acres Ahead. Agtegra, that you started right from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We're about halfway through the third period here. So college treating you well, senior year, what's coming up?
I don't know yet. Have a few job interviews here and there, trying to figure something out. So we'll see. Yet to come on what I'm going to do after school. Okay. So,
in what field?
My major's ag business.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, good. So my Agtegra lines are right up your alley. That's Michael Lust, former Pierre Governor wrestler, and a good one at that. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Governor's battling. They're leading the Brookings Bobcats 39-7. We're wrestling at 170 pounds. We did start at 106 tonight. On the way to 285. Five matches to complete, this one included. 4-2, Jackson Bowes with a slim lead over Lucas Chamberlain. Chamberlain got to get something done here in short time now with 25 seconds to go. Tried to throw earlier, but ran out of room. I think he's just trying to maybe get himself set up for another one of those. He throws. Bose breaks out of it. Chamberlain getting aggressive here. Stalling red. First warning. Now out of bounds. And fix the headgear, and we're back at it. 5 seconds to go here. Chamberlain coming at Jackson Bose. He'll fight him off. Well, there's a late takedown. And Brookings will win by decision at 170. 6-2, give them three. The Governors lead the duel 39-10. Good match there.
Yeah.
182. We'll come back after a 30-second break. You're listening to Pierre Governor Wrestling.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Welcome back to Brookings, and here we go to 182 pounds. Chance Sarda, the sophomore for the Governors, at 13-10, wrestling against Israel Caldron. He's a junior, 11-5 as of last weekend. Caldron took about 15 seconds, and he got Sarda on the mat with a takedown. Now at 119 to go, first period lets him up, so a 2-1 start. Caldron, another member of the Brookings football backfield. This is three in a row. Tyson Brandt, Jackson Bose, Izzy Caldron. Izzy with a double leg here. He's got Sarda up and down for the second time. This guy looks strong.
Yeah, he's pretty slick on his feet, too.
Chance Sarda, first year as a varsity wrestler. He'll break free again. Calderon will go back to the middle with a 4-2 lead. 40 seconds to go, first period. 39-10, the Governors lead the duel. The most Brookings can get is 6 in the last 4 weight classes, which would put them at 34. So the Governors have won the duel mathematically. Came into this one 2-0 with wins over Harrisburg and Aberdeen Central before Christmas. So 2 ESD wins. They did not get to wrestle Huron and Watertown last Friday at Riggs High Gym, still trying to get those rescheduled. You know, Watertown duel in particular, much like what we'll see Thursday when the Governors go to Brandon Valley. Big duels that'll help decide the ESD standings. Now, Calderon feeling a little bit of a stomach issue here with 5 seconds to wrestle first period. So timeout on the mat sponsored by Agtegra, and Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Now for those watching this one, it's a good thing it's shadowed pretty well down there. Calderon. This happens. I mean,
either a little sickness or ate too much after weigh-ins.
Yeah. And, you know, how does that happen? Do you get punched in the gut inadvertently or something sometimes? Or is it just a little overexertion?
Yeah.
So, Calderon still having the heaves a bit. He's back and ready to go. Blood time will end for now. He leads 4-2. Really interesting. We'll see how he responds, too, because he was really aggressive coming out. But if you have to expend a little from the inside, then, you know, that can kind of leave you a little lightheaded, I would imagine. First period ends. Calderon deferred with the choice, so Sarda takes to the down. He's got his third escape here, so 1 point to his cause. It's 4-3. Underway second period. See if Chance can get something done on his feet here. I mean, tell us, literally, with what it takes in the middle of a match, I mean, oh, Calderon gets him again. Another good double leg for Izzy Calderon, but you know, I don't think there's any other sport that really asks so much on an individual basis in strength and mental fortitude and things like that. I mean, if you have to wrestle with adversity, maybe that like what Calderon is doing here. I mean, what is that like? And how? Oh, look at this headlock throw as Sarda gets him down. It was 6-4. Now 6-6. We don't get a chance to have a conversation with moves like that. But
no, but like you said, the mental side of it too, like going over there and doing that and then having to get back in there in a close match and knowing that you're probably weaker than when you started, and wrestling's a pretty rigorous sport to begin with. So it takes everything to – 6 minutes doesn't seem very long until you walk off the mat and you can't pick your arms up afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
And you're wobbly from
yeah,
head to toe.
Exactly.
30 seconds to go. Now it is Chance Sarda in control here. See if he can get some offense going, because that was quite a throw that he was able to put down. He almost went feet to back straight, but wasn't able to hold that headlock. But
yeah, he's doing a good job of hanging in here after going down a couple takedowns early.
Trying to get that cradle underneath, rolls him back over. 3 seconds, 2-1. He gets 3 seconds counted, so points here to close out for Chance Sarda in the second period. 4 seconds were counted, but he needed 5 for another point, but still a nice move there. And a good turnaround to this match for Sarda, who now leads 8-6, and they'll stay on their feet. The choice for red is for Izzy Calderon to stay on his feet. He's had a couple of takedowns here. He takes another one. That's actually his fourth takedown of the match. This guy's quick on his feet. Might be the quickest we've seen in this entire duel.
And he gets the legs quick, and he's so strong.
Sarda sitting up, though. Now he's been awarded a reversal, though. Chance Sarda has one leg, had an arm. Now he gets back, a little more in control on top. Boy, he actually got three back points out of that, too. Chance looked like he was just sitting in a comfortable position.
Peterson roll.
And, yeah, lo and behold, Greg Roach was counting seconds behind the move. So it's 13-8 now. Sarda is really come back with a vengeance here. Aldrone quick on his feet, but he hasn't been able to hold Sarda down. Chance will get him back on the floor. 1 minute to wrestle, third period, and a 13-8 duel. Highest scoring, or a 13-8 match, I should say. Highest scoring match of the duel so far. This is weight class number 11 out of 14. Now Sarda's got Caldrone rolled again. 3 seconds. And there's five. So back points will be pending here. 35 seconds to go. And Sarda now, oh, he has a pin. He had a major decision margin, but Chance Sarda with a 5.5 minute win by fall. The Governors break a 2-match losing skid. They'll tack on 6. They lead the Bobcats now 45-10 as we've got a tough one coming up at 195 for Gavin Stotts. And we'll just leave it here. Gavin Stotts, the junior, 13-9 on the year for the Govs. And they don't get any better for the Bobcats than this guy right here, Luke Rasmussen, who will wrestle at 195. Caleb Lohr, the junior, was announced at 195. We may see him at 220. Or we may see James Olson at 220 and perhaps open for Brookings if that's what they choose. We'll find out. Here's Rasmussen. Watch him work. This kid is a returning state champion. He was undefeated a year ago. He's undefeated now. 17-0 on the year. 15 or 17, somewhere in there. Minute 34 to go. First period. No scoring as of yet. So, from one state champion talking about another, Luke Rasmussen, bigger weight class, but obviously as good as they come.
Yeah, like you said, undefeated. Going undefeated is a big feat because wrestling all year and, I mean, not slipping up one time is really, really impressive.
And so, avoiding injuries, yep, and things like, mm-hmm, that, injury defaults, and, I mean, that would be a loss if you had to go that route, but this one is a bigger weight class. Taking on Gavin Stotts, and Gavin's certainly going to try to be aggressive here. Gavin had one leg, maybe two, but Luke Rasmussen squirming around, coming over the top, and doesn't have the takedown yet. And there it is. 2-point takedown for Rasmussen, 37 seconds to go first period. And if you know anything about Gavin Stotts, to me, I mean, Gavin's good, strong, hard-nosed wrestler, but he always seems to have just tough matchups every time he takes the mat.
Yeah, just a high motor, too, never gives up and never runs out of gas. So,
stalemate called, and they'll try again. 23 seconds to go, 2-0 Rasmussen. He'll start from the up position for the first time, and geez, what a quick move. He rolls Stotts right over. Can't get him angled, however. So he will try again. Started right. Now back to the left. Right arm wrapped around. Stotts has his arm pinned underneath. But first period will come to an end. 2 minutes down. Another two coming. 2-0. Rasmussen leads Stotts. Governors lead the duel 45-10. They will improve to 3-0 in their duel schedule with another one coming up. A big one at Brandon Valley. Thursday night. Schedule for tonight had this one starting at 6 o'clock. Same for Brandon Valley, but then we come here and find out that, no, it was 6 o'clock for the JVs. And we'll assume that to be the same case on Thursday night. 6 o'clock JV matches, the varsities with girls matches starting at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And we'll have that one here on KGFX as well. Stotts and Rasmussen are out of bounds here, 22 seconds into the second period. As Rasmussen worked his way out, he got a one-point escape. He leads 3-0. River 92.7, by the way, on the FM side, or your official home of Governor Sports, with Pierre girls basketball. Girls at Douglas tonight. The boys will host Douglas on Thursday night at Riggs High Gym, and then Friday night basketball against Brandon Valley. Girls on the road, boys at home. Girls here on KGFX, boys on River 92.7. Here's another Rasmussen takedown. With 1:05 to go, second period, he leads Gavin Stotts 5-0.
Gavin's getting in on deep shots, but Rasmussen's just so flexible.
And yeah.
Stepping over that leg.
Another one of these wrestlers. It's just, in addition to everything he's got strength-wise and technique, but he's a tall wrestler.
Yep, lengthy.
And how difficult was it for you to wrestle kids who were taller than you? Because there were some.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you're my height, so yeah. There were wrestlers who were taller than you.
That's something, though. I mean, taller kids, you always, the cradle and all that stuff, and that's something I got to practice with every day with the tournaments and stuff. So that's something I kind of got used to. But, yeah, it's definitely the different styles between a shorter, stronger, stockier kid than a taller, lengthier
kid. It just makes it tougher.
Like
it just makes it tougher to get your reaches if you want to lock up a cradle or something like that.
Yep.
It's just you just have more ground to cover, and I guess that makes you work extra hard because
because
you got to bend them a little bit more. Final seconds here. Stotts did get an escape, by the way. So it's 5-1, and Gavin Stotts holding his own here against Luke Rasmussen. You haven't wanted to chat with Coach Sean Lewis. Greg Roach says, no time for that. Let's keep going. He must have a dinner date later on. Rasmussen a false start here to start the third period. 45-10. Governors lead the Bobcats in the duel. 5-1. Luke Rasmussen of Brookings leading Gavin Stotts here at 195 pounds. Now Rasmussen in the up here. And boy, just with, as we mentioned, strength and technique, he's kind of in reverse, got Gavin Stotts rolled over. He'll collect his 3 points, let him back face down again. So that updates the score to 8-1. And now another hold here, pulling him back. Rasmussen, he's in scoring mode now, 11-1. I don't want to say he was toying with Gavin in the first two periods, but maybe just finally when he gets the chance to start in that up position, he'll just kind of showcase what he's capable of here. Final minute of the match here. Major margin. 11-1, Rasmussen leads. Brookings has won 3 weight classes so far, in good shape to win a 4th. But the Governors have won 8 of the first 11.
Yeah, he's really keeping his shoulder in the middle of his back, keeping Gavin's face in the ground here, not giving Gavin any room to breathe.
But those two easy moves he had earlier to collect 3 points each, not coming so easily now. Rasmussen still trying to find his opening here. Still has time if he wants a technical fall, but it's going to be a while. And now we'll say he doesn't have time. He can get a pin, though. Got him rolled one more time. Stotts, that was only 2 seconds. No points here. And that'll do it. Here at 195, Stotts battles, but Luke Rasmussen, too good in this one. He gets an 11-1 major decision. Bobcats tack on 4. And they trail the Governors 45-14. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We're back to 220 next. This is Pierre Governor Wrestling.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Welcome back to Brookings, and welcome to 220-pound weight class as Elijah Bucci, a freshman for the Governors, battling against Caleb Lohr, the Brookings Bobcats. Lohr was, for Elijah Bucci, a much better matchup here, as Bucci working his way after a takedown of Lohr. Didn't get any points on that. Almost scored points in the same way that Chance Sarda did against Izzy Calderon earlier, but Lohr will get an escape now. So Bucci with a 2-1 lead. Caleb Lohr 6-4 as of the West Sioux tournament two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, Elijah Bucci's another kid he's a big kid that's still learning his way up at the heavier weights, and here in a few years, once he fills out a little bit more, he'll be right up in the mix of everything.
This is it's always difficult. Gavin Stotts was a young wrestler at a big weight class. You go back to guys like McGuire Raskey, who as an eighth grader was working up through the middle weights, and then as a freshman sophomore up in that 170 class. I mean, sometimes you just haven't filled out so much. It's a nice takedown here for Bucci. Again, he leads 4-1, but when you haven't quite filled out that frame,
because
it's difficult.
He's wrestling juniors and seniors as a freshman, and those guys been in the weight room for 3-4 more years and matured that much more. So,
looking good against this junior, though. Bucci trying to roll Lohr over, won't have time. First period comes to an end, but a good start for Elijah, or EJ as they call it. Lohr back to the middle. Bucci catching some breath a little bit here. 4-1. EJ in front. Governors again lead the Bobcats 45-14 in the duel. Brookings 4-1 coming in their duel record. They do have ESD wins over Yankton and Huron. One loss on the season. I'm trying to remember their schedule now, which I don't have in front of me. But here's Bucci. He's got his man rolled over again. So Elijah wrestling well here with a minute and a half to go, second period. Three back points will be pending. There's some 3 points as Bucci leads now 7-1 with a minute and 10 seconds to go. And Lohr. Well, Lohr's got a chance here. There's a reversal. Brings the Brookings crowd to life a bit. Now back within 4 at 7-3 with 1 minute to go. By the way, the Governors, after their two duels so far, here's Bucci. He'll get another headlock worked out. He squirmed out. He got a reversal. He leads by 6 again, and this headlock might generate a lot more.
That was pretty tight there.
Lohr's trying to squirm out of bounds. Left shoulder's off the mat. This is one of those matches. Oh, Bucci gets the pin. He's inbounds. Lohr is out of bounds, but the win by fall for Elijah Bucci. And that one comes, they've already raced the time, but that was about 3 minutes and 40 seconds or so, 3:39, I believe. What a match for Elijah Bucci. So the Governors tack on 6, and they now lead on the Wagnerado scoreboard by the score of 51-14. Wagnerado appear as the one place to go, and we've got one bout to go here at 285 pounds. Joshua Rydberg for the Governors, 16-2. The senior goes against James Olson. He's a junior. Was 11-4 as of last Saturday. So Olson having a good year for Brookings. But Rydberg, talk about pleasant finds, Michael Lusk. Yeah. Joshua Rydberg has been that for the Governors this year.
I was going to say, he's a new name to me. So,
yeah. Well, he had Preston Taylor for the last 3 years, especially in that weight class. Rydberg was learning from him. But Joshua and his first opportunity in the varsity ranks here. And just right away in that Rapid City invite kind of took the tournament field by storm. I think he won that one. He finished second in Mitchell, but
yeah, it looks like he's having a really good first varsity season.
Mm-hmm. Well, nothing happening yet. James Olson has tried to take some opportunities here. Rydberg trying to throw him down. Olson is a small heavyweight right now. He actually weighed in today at just 200 pounds. If I remember the image, he could have wrestled actually at 220. He could have wrestled at 220. But with what Brookings had and Rasmussen and Lohr, Olson has been wrestling a weight class up. In fact, he did, if I'm not mistaken, win the West Sioux invite for the Bobcats a couple of weekends ago. I was going to mention earlier, by the way, Pierre at 2-0 is leading in the power rankings. It's only two duels, but their power average is the highest in Class AA right now. So if the state tournament started in the duel ranks, they'd be the top seed. Rydberg tries a throw. It was Olson who almost got him down. There's a two-point takedown, though. Rydberg is the one who ends up getting it. But, boy, James Olson almost beat Rydberg at his own game. Now Rydberg with blood. So we'll have blood time. Timeouts in our 285-pound match. Timeouts in Governor Broadcast, sponsored by Agtegra on KGFX. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential right from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. As they wipe some things up, they'll plug the left nostril of Josh Rydberg. And Michael, have you got a chance to watch some Governor football too? Rydberg was made a lot of plays on the defensive line, even though he didn't start. And that, another reason.
Yeah, I got to watch a few games. I heard his name when they played in the championship game. I watched that one on TV. So,
just I would say let's call him a role player. You know, whether it's football or in this case wrestling, kids who understand their role for a few years as a JV wrestler to kind of push the varsity kids, and when it's time for them to step up, they get that opportunity to do that. And that's exactly what he's done in two sports already this year. James Olson tries desperately to get out of the hold in short time. Can't do it. We've got a 2-0 lead for Rydberg as we'll go to the second period. 51-14. Governors lead the duel. We're in our last match of the night. Stay tuned for the postgame. Postgame coming up, in which we'll give you the full recap. Here's James Olson. Well, he stays on top. Rydberg started in the down, looked like he was getting out, but unable to do so. Still 2-0.
Two pretty quick heavyweights, actually. They're both pretty quick on their feet.
Yeah, and again, Olson, a smaller heavyweight. Kind of reminds Governor fans of a Levi Stoltenberg, who had a lot of exciting moments as a 215-pound heavyweight some years ago. Rydberg gets his escape. It's 1:15 now to wrestle second period. He leads 3-0.
Yeah, Levi was one of those guys, you never knew what he was going to pull out of his back pocket.
And don't sleep on him. He might be down 13-4, but he'll come back with that headlock. When he got you in a headlock, match over.
Yep.
But he's a married man now, so.
Yes, he is.
I don't know what that means, but for the sake of this broadcast, we'll just leave it at that. 40 seconds to go. Governor's going to go to 3-0 on the season, and Brookings with a 4-1 mark. He'll fall to 4-2, but still giving a pretty good help to that Governor power average in their dual schedule. It'll be the big one, though, Brandon Valley, Thursday night coming up. 6:30 pregame here on KGFX. 7 o'clock, we'll start with some girls' matches, and we'll get you the full gamut of the boys as well. Rydberg trying another throw, but too slippery is James Olson, and now Rydberg is on his back, and he's pinned! A big turn of events for James Olson. He gets the win by fall. In a minute and 57 seconds, only the third loss in the season for Rydberg. That's going to be a learning experience for Josh, but Brookings finishes with a good match, even though they'll lose the duel. good moment there for the Bobcats as James Olsen pins Joshua Rydberg in a minute and 57 seconds. What'd you see at the end of that
one? Yeah, like you said, a little inexperienced there. Just got caught slacking a little bit and ended up in a bad position. But
a good win for the Governors overall. They win 9 out of 14 weight classes. Your final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, it's Pier 51 and Brookings 20. As mentioned, the Governors 3-0 in the duels. Brookings falls to 4-2. And the Governors won 3 out of 5 girls matches to start this evening's festivities as well. Let's take a 3-minute timeout as the scoreboard again brought to you by Wagner Auto Company and Pier, the one place to go. 3 minutes. We'll go to postgame next. This is Pier Governor Wrestling on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. Carol Pickering spent 36 years at Riggs High School. She was the first girls' tennis coach, coaching for 10 years and winning 4 ESD Conference Championships and compiling an 86-18 dual record. But she's most noted for being the school's cheerleading advisor, where her squads won the coveted Spirit of Six Awards 7 times. Carol Pickering, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pier.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Back in Brookings as the Governors get 9 out of 14 weight classes. Another dual win. They're 3-0 on the season, both in conference and overall. 51-20 over the Brookings Bobcats here tonight. Started at 106. We went straight up to 285. And Coach Sean Lewis here to talk about it. We started with 3 out of 5 wins for Pier in the girls' matches as well. From what you saw out of that, including a pretty good win from one of your own, Abby Lewis. I thought she looked pretty good tonight, but what'd you see from the girls first off?
You know, I thought the girls, they just keep improving. I mean, you saw, you know, Kesri go out there, and we had not seen that that Brookings girl wrestle before. So, she was definitely built like a wrestler, very strong girl. But, I mean, Kesri got out there, held her own, you know, and then Hattie, you know, kind of gives up some early points and then starts rolling off, you know, and really getting to her stuff. And so she's kind of took a little time to get going.
She really showed her offensive capability, I think, in that match, too.
Oh, yeah. If she gets a chance to get on top or get in scramble positions, that's where she's really, really dangerous. You know, I wouldn't say neutral's her favorite position by any stretch of the imagination, but once you get it to the mat, you know, that's where Hattie wants to wrestle.
Abby with a good win, 343, and that seemed to be a tight match at some point, but she found her opening and took advantage.
Yeah, you know, just kind of got a little frustrated and on her feet right away. Girl was pushed real hard, and, you know, I'd push her out of bounds twice, and then I think that's kind of between that and the ref, that's what baited her into, you know, kind of taking that bad shot, giving up the first two. But, you know, then from there, I mean, her experience, you don't really want to say that a seventh grader has experience, but she's got quite a bit more experience than a lot of these girls, and, you know, that's kind of where it took over.
And she pinned that opponent on Saturday. She got her again here today, and I thought Ireland Templeton, who faced her opponent for the second time in a week as well, sudden victory on Saturday, but dominated this one here tonight.
Yeah, Ireland's was probably the most impressive victory, just because I knew that she went sudden victory with her. And, you know, what Ireland brings to the table is she's not a veteran at the sport by any means, but she just doesn't make mistakes. And so what I know Coach Thorson has been talking to her quite a bit on is just don't force things and make mistakes. Like, let other girls make mistakes and just wrestle in good positions. And, you know, that's really what she's picked up on in her very early career yet.
And Cayenne, just a one win on the season, but got that in Harrisburg over the weekend and pinned in the first match against a much, I'm sure, a much older and certainly a little bit more experienced wrestler. But for a while, I mean, was able to hold her own as well.
Yeah, I mean, looking pretty good until the girl got really aggressive with her, just coming straight forward. And, you know, I don't know how much you could say that that girl had, she had wrestler legs. Like, those were some thick thighs coming forward and chugging at you. And, you know, I think that girl's definitely one of the top tier girls at that weight class.
All right. So then the boys get going. And right off the bat, you said when we talked before the duel tonight, pretty good match right away at 106. And Alex Odakov, and I think, I don't know if, it seemed to me like he certainly had opportunities to score a little bit more. 7-1 decision, but still got you off and running.
Yeah, and you know, with those two, they're fairly familiar with each other, so I kind of figured, like, no matter what was going to happen, the match was going to be pretty close. And so, you know, when you got guys that are trying to wrestle in certain positions, and, you know, you're really not going to force anything, and I think that's what you saw at Alex. I mean, he had his cradle hooked up a couple times, was a little bit tentative with, you know, really throwing it over, and you could definitely see that the kid knew exactly what Alex had to offer. And, you know, luckily we were, you know, winning it on our feet and, you know, working from there.
Yeah, finding other ways to win, so to speak. It was a tough one at 120. You kind of knew that one coming in, but Nolan Miles is he's gonna place high at state tournament, but maybe Noah Williams able to learn a few things in that one.
Yeah. You know, right away, Noah came out and really just hammered in a collar tie. And, you know, from there he got drugged by. And, I mean, that led to a pretty big deficit right away. And then you're, you know, trying to play catch up. And that's, you know, something that Noah struggled with a little bit on occasion is, you know, giving up a big lead right away or, you know, not being able to finish a match late. So, you know, for us to kind of battle back in that match a little bit, that was really good to see. But at the same time, you know, you got to find adjustments to be able to beat a kid who's going to come out and come after you like Nolan Miles did tonight.
Got a run of pins with Nate Williams, Tristan Spencer, Blake Judson, Hayden Schaefer. I think you kind of expected a lot of that. Those guys are getting out there taking care of business as they were supposed to do, but a few challenges there at 60 and 70 too.
Yeah, I mean, 60 with Tyson Brandt, I mean, the kid's really, really good, and you're just kind of, you know, trying to do some things to be able to stay in that match. And, you know, I thought Weeby did some really good things as far as making an adjustment, you know, not hanging, being able to control his right hand. And then from there, it was just, what were we doing with our right hand? Is, you know, we were hanging in a collar tie, so we got drugged by. And I mean, you could say that was kind of a theme that we got hit with a slide by, you know, two or three times with hanging in collar ties. You know, you need to be able to slide down to the bicep, down to the wrist in that scenario and not give them that. And if you can do that, you know, you're going to have some good things going on. But we made those adjustments. They were just a little late.
With Lucas, too, against Jackson Bowes, he's only got one loss on the year. But Bowes seemed so aggressive right off the bat. But Lucas was able to, you know, and tell me, was he wrestling defensively or was he really trying to do some things, just wasn't able to? If that's the case, then it just seemed to me like that's a kid that Lucas might have some success against later on in the year.
No, and I would completely agree with you. I think we're going to have success against that guy later on. It was a little bit of the fact that, I mean, Lucas just didn't wrestle with a good level. And Bose was able to hit those low shots, hit them doubles, and really blast his way through. Whereas, you know, Lucas relies a whole lot on his strength because, you know, for a seaman as tall and as skinny as he is, he's super strong. And so if we can get him to wrestle at a lower level and be able to defend those shots in a better position, that's easily a match that I think that we can be in and flip later on. We just got to have some confidence in what we're doing.
Pretty good come from behind there for Chance Sarda, too. Izzy Calderon was getting him early, but, you know, and then he had a little bit of a stomach bug issue, but maybe he was weakened a little bit. I don't know. But Chance Sarda, really strong in the way that match turned out.
Yeah, same thing. It was all kind of a level issue right away. Chance was really stepping and leading hard with that lead leg hand and lead leg. And once we kind of got that adjustment coming out, and Chance is a kid also, I mean, he's really strong too, and he wears on you. I mean, you got to be able to wrestle a full six, and you got to be able to wrestle in every position because he's got some dirty stuff from bottom. And so if he's got a chance to hit that, he's going to hit it. If he's got a chance to hit you from the feet, he's going to hit it. And at any point in time, he does have the capability to put you away.
Gavin Stotts, obviously tough against Luke Rasmussen. You know, I guess first question is, how do you feel about how he did in not giving up, well, the ultimate result for Luke Rasmussen? Rasmussen certainly showed some easy scoring ability, but it just seems to me like Gavin is always going up against really, really tough competition.
He is. And with Rasmussen, I mean, they could have chose to go 95 or 220, mm-hmm. and we could have actually let them go out, and we could have flipped our guys as well. But, you know, Gavin's the kind of guy who's just not scared of anybody. He really doesn't care who goes out there. He's got the happy-go-lucky attitude most of the time. But, you know, he was listening in the match. And so for 2.5 periods, I mean, he was listening to the corner. He was making those adjustments. That was a fairly tight match for 2.5 mm-hmm. periods. And then, you know, Rasmussen gets on top and does what Rasmussen does. I mean, there's only so much you can do, and you've got 7 foot draped all over you. And, I mean, and that's just kind of, you know, what it looks like. Those shots Gavin was trying to hit in the first period. In the second period, you know, a high crotch looks really good when you've got 8 foot of legs sitting right in front of you. You're like, oh, my gosh, so he's baiting the candy. I'm going to take the candy. And then you take the candy, and, of course, then, you know, the candy bites you. It sits the corner and does the thing, and only Luke Rasmussen can do that.
Well, and that's, and again, you're talking about how tall of a wrestler he is to add to the strength and the length that he has. That's exactly what Michael Lusk and I were talking about in that match too. But that kid is, he's special. I mean, SDSU's got a good one coming up. All right. So Elijah looks good tonight. And, unfortunately the last one with Rydberg, maybe something you weren't quite expecting. Got to give a good pat on the bat to James Olson. But how'd the last two go for you?
You know, EJ, again, in match, listening to the corner, making small adjustments. That's just going to show that he's starting to mature as a freshman and a big boy when he's starting to do those things. And some of those adjustments are ultimately what got him his scores and got him his win. And, you know, moving into that last match, like I said, with Rydberg, you can only do the same move so many times before eventually he falls to his hip and you fall to yours, and, you know, it ends up being a bad scenario, and that's ultimately where it was. I mean, we didn't at that time need to force anything. I do like Josh's aggression with going after it, but, you know, just kind of the way it works, a guy pushes here, a guy pushes there, and so be it at heavyweight.
As much success as he's had so far this year, still first-year varsity, that's a guy that's still going to be picking up on some learning experiences along the way. This just had to be one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to talk about the epitome of consistency? He has been outside of tonight. I mean, you could probably only think of Blake Judson as being more consistent so far in our lineup than him. So, you know, we're not going to be mad at Rydberg for anything. I mean, we're going to get in work and say, hey, this position, here's what we need to do. And we can't sit to a hip on it. We've got to be strong. We got to have a level change and ultimately shuck it by. And then, you know, just keep going about our business. It's definitely not something that, you know, I would let Josh put in his head and be like, I should maybe get away from that. Like, no, keep doing your thing. Good things will come.
All right. So Brandon Valley coming up. And I mean, this is, you're always going to be circling that date on the calendar. So what are you thinking about that one coming up Thursday?
You know, ultimately I need to see who's in their lineup, who's not. You know, I'm guessing that they're going to want us and they're going to have everybody in their lineup, but they've not. And, you know, same could be said for us, is we need to be able to have everybody in our lineup. And if we can finally get everybody in our lineup in preparation for the weekend, then, you know, I think we're going to be in a really good spot. But ultimately we got to get that done so we can have good things happen.
And get everybody that's going to be available focused on that one. Cause, you know, because that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take any extra motivation by me to get the kids to figure that one out.
All right, Coach, we'll see you in Brandon on Thursday. Good win tonight, 51-20 over the Bobcats.
Thank you.
Sean Lewis, the Governor head coach. Governors do get their third win of the year, and we'll continue our post game. Let's take another 3-minute timeout. We're back with more. We've got player of the game coming up to announce. In fact, we'll give one for the boys, one for the girls on the way after a 3-minute break. This is Governor Wrestling.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at GatewayFordToyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pierre.
We're back in Brookings as we continue in our post game. Here's the full rundown of what happened tonight. Girls matches, there were five of them. Pierre coming up with victories in three of them. And they started at 120 pounds, where Riley Weisbeck of Brookings was a 41-second winner over Kesri Benning, the eighth grader from the Governors, who actually was 16-6. Very good record, but Weisbeck a little bit better so far as the win goes to Weisbeck there. But Pierre came back with Hattie Baldwin, a 126-pound victory, 14-2 over Sierra Strand. At 142 pounds, Abby Lewis, a second straight win by fall over Sage Henricker of Brookings this week. Beat her on Saturday, beat her tonight, 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Impressive win for Ireland Templeton as she defeats Maya Erickson 8-0 at 154 pounds. And for Kyan Traversy Johnson, trying to wrestle in place of at 190 of the injured Marley Shorter, comes up short tonight. Maisie Mathis of Brookings, a win by fall 54 seconds. So Brookings with two victories out of five, Pier with three in that in the girls ranks here tonight. In the boys duel that started following those, Alex Odakovin starts off with a 106-pound win, 7-1, the decision to put Pier on top, 3-0. Brookings was open at 113, so Lincoln Huska wrestling in place of Lincoln Schoenhardt, who is still out due to injury, wins by forfeit. Huska with the victory there. The Govs led 9-0. Third weight class gives Brookings their first victory tonight. Nolan Miles, a 12-4 major decision win over Noah Williams of the Governors, and Brookings was within 9-4. But Pier came right back with 30 points in the next five weight classes, four pins and another forfeit at 126. Nate Williams pins Luke DeRinch, a 59-second win by fall, 15-4. The Governors led. Tristan Spencer made it 21-4 with a 3-minute 51-second win by fall over Mason Mathis. Then at 138, no problem for Blake Judson, 28-2 on the season now, defeating Gabriel Stern, the freshman, in just 27 seconds. That made it 27-4. Kylan Horsley gets announced at 145. He's a winner by forfeit with a score of 33-4 at that point. And Hayden Schaefer moves up to 152. He gets a win by fall over Joey Fitzpatrick, the sophomore for the Bobcats, in 55 seconds, 39-4, the Governors led. Brookings wins the next two, though, won by decision, actually, 10-3. It was Tyson Brandt defeating Jaden Wiebe at 160, and then Jackson Bowes, a 6-2 win over Lucas Chamberlain at 170 pounds. Brookings pulled within 39-10 margin. Then at 182 pounds, Chance Sarda was taken down four times by Israel Caldron, but Sarda was able to get out of it every time, and then he was able to add some offense, and he ultimately gets a win by fall in the third period, 5 minutes and 30 seconds. That put Pier up 45-10 at 195. Luke Rasmussen, top ranked, undefeated, future South Dakota State Jackrabbit. He stays unbeaten at 18-0 with an 11-1 major decision win over Gavin Stotts. Brookings adds four to get within 45-14. Then Elijah Bucci, impressive tonight, 3 minutes and 39 seconds, defeating junior Caleb Lohr. Bucci, 51-14 was the score after his win by fall. He's now 15-13. And Joshua Rydberg, upset tonight. He'll fall to 16-3 as he was caught and pinned by James Olson, the junior, and a small heavyweight at that at 220. But wrestling at 285, the win by fall in a minute and 57 seconds. Olson tacks on six, the biggest win for the Bobcats tonight. That made it 51-20, but that's your final score right there. The Governors, I've been saying they're 3-0 overall, but they are 5-0 overall. Forgot about the two duels that they won at Bismarck a couple of Thursdays ago. So now 5-0 overall, 3-0 within the ESD, and their tops of the charts in both categories. Brookings falls to 4-2 overall, 2-2 among ESD competition. They go to Kingsbury County, that is at Arlington, on Saturday for a tournament. Then they'll next duel within conference at Mitchell next Thursday. The Governors, of course, have Brandon Valley here on KGFX on Thursday, and then the East-West duels coming up at Riggside Gym starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have those on River 92.7. Brandon Valley will be here on KGFX on Thursday. Still got more to cover with that coming up in our post game, but it is time to talk about your players of the game. Outstanding wrestlers tonight, one for the girls, one for the boys. Player of the game is brought to you by Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. We'll hear from them, and then we'll award some T-shirts when we come back to more of the Pier Governor Wrestling post game.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Bauman Lumber with players of the game. And, boy, I tell you what, some really good performances for the Governors here tonight, starting in the girls' ranks. We mentioned with Coach Lewis that a victory for Hattie Baldwin with a lot of offense and a 14-2 win over Sierra Strand at 126 at 142 pounds. Impressive as the seventh grader, experienced as the seventh grader, which is hard to imagine, but obviously Coach's kid. Coach knows his little girl pretty well. 3 minutes and 43 seconds. She got a win by fall. Second in a row this week over Sage Henricker. However, Ireland Templeton, who was a sudden victory winner over Maya Erickson on Saturday in Harrisburg. Erickson of Brookings, they meet up again in Templeton. Dominant from the start, a major decision, 8-0 victory over Erickson. She is our girls' player of the game, or the outstanding wrestler here tonight for Pierce. So she'll get a T-shirt noting her accomplishments in the name of KGF Exports and Bauman Lumber, as will tough choice this year. Elijah Bucci, certainly worthy with his 339 win by fall over a junior 220-pound wrestler. He had other pins from Nate Williams, Tristan Spencer, Blake Judson, and also Hayden Schaefer, I think, kind of taking care of business. Alex Odekoven, impressive win. There were forfeit wins as well for Kylan Horsley and Lincoln Huska. But Chance Sarda, again, to look at that match where he was taken down four times, but was able to fight his way out of it. And then once he got busy, he really got busy. Had a 13-8 lead as Izzy Caldrone was unable to do much from there. After each of those four takedowns, Sarda turns the table and gets a 5.5-minute win by fall over Israel Caldrone. That is good enough in this case for player of the game honors. And he also, along with Ireland Templeton, will be our Bauman Lumber players of the game this evening. So a good win for the Governors. They defeat the Brookings Bobcats by the score of 51-20. With that, we've got upcoming action we'll mention. Let's take a final 60-second break, by the way, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us all to stop speeding before it stops you. Make sure you obey posted limits and buckle up, too. From the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, it's Governor Wrestling on 1060 KGFX 103.1 FM, a member of DRG Media Group, and also live streaming at drgnews.com. So one more final break. We'll come back and we will set you up for what's to come. And we'll also talk about girls basketball when we return with more of the Peer Governor Postgame.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venture.com. VentureCom.net.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Back in Brookings, a big thanks to BankWest and all of our Peer Sports marketing sponsors for sponsoring Governor Sports and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, also 1060 KGFX, 103.1 FM. And thanks to Venture Communications as they serve Central and North Central South Dakota. They sponsor all high school sporting events this season here on KGFX. Big thanks also to Michael Lusk for joining us here tonight. Good to hear from a three-time state champion, providing a little extra insight to the broadcast as the Governors defeat Brookings here tonight, 51-20. So once again, it's Peer at Brandon Valley Thursday night, the big duel that'll go a long way in helping to decide not only ESD supremacy, but also the state dual tournament seedings as Peer and Brandon Valley battle. Brandon Valley so far is 5-0 on the season. The Governors now are 5-0 as well. But there is basketball coming up as well tonight. In fact, still going on. The Governor girls are out west and off to a good start. They led 34-6 at halftime at Douglas. And David Burrow calling that one. You can tune over to River 92.7 and hear the rest of that one. Once we sign off here, Governor girls looking strong. Governor boys will host the Douglas Patriots as Pierre looks to end a four-game losing streak after starting with a four-game win streak. And maybe the good thing going that the Governors have is that they're 4-0 so far against West River Schools. They've got another one when the Douglas Patriots come to Riggs High Gym Thursday night. While we're at Brandon Valley with wrestling here on KGFX, we'll be with David Burrell again on River 92.7. From Riggs High. Then Pierre and Brandon Valley with the girls on the road, boys at home, Friday night basketball, boys on River 92.7, girls here on KGFX, and a big day of wrestling at Riggs High Gym Saturday with the East-West duels. Pierre and Brandon Valley and Harrisburg from the East will be joined by Spearfish, Sturgis, Rapid City Central, and Rapid City Stevens from the West. Wrestling starts at 11 o'clock. All four Pierre duels, starting with Spearfish at 11 o'clock, then Sturgis, then Rapid City Central, then Rapid City Stevens. It'll take us all the way till about 5 o'clock. About six hours of wrestling coverage coming up Saturday. That will be on the FM side with no basketball to cover on that particular day. Hope you can join us. We'll start that broadcast at 10:30 Saturday morning, River 92.7. Once again, to Trinity Pearson, thanks for running the show. And as you travel to and from South Dakota roadways, to and from high school sports, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, as they celebrate being a part of a team, they remind us all to think twice and slow down in case of ice and buckle up all the time too. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Again, thanks for Michael Lusk, to the coaches, Sean Lewis and Matt Thorson. Thanks to Athletic Director Mike Jewett for setting us up here at the Brookings Auxiliary Gym as well. And to you for joining us, whether it be on the airwaves or on the web. You can watch our matches over again on the KGFX page of drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Until we speak with you again on Thursday, Pierre in Brandon Valley, I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. This is the official voice of Pierre Governor Sports, KGFX, and DRG Media Group. Enjoy the rest of this evening, everybody.
Pierre Governor Wrestling on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Wrestling is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Wrestling is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Wrestling.
Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.